This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
So, I want you to imagine something for a second. Imagine you spend like $10,000 to build this brightly lit, massive, high definition highway billboard, right?
Right, huge investment.
Exactly. And this billboard is guiding your most VIP customers directly to your exclusive five-star restaurant.
Sounds like a great setup.
You'd think so, yeah. But when those high-paying customers finally arrive, the front door is just, it's locked tight, the lights are completely off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's just this poorly printed piece of paper taped to the glass that demands they fill out a complicated tax return in the dark before they're allowed inside.
That's just a terrible experience.
It's a completely jarring, hostile experience. And yeah. That is exactly what your website's Contact Us page is doing to your best leads right now.
It really is.
So welcome to the deep dive. Our mission today is to uncover this hidden money-draining leak that's just sitting at the very end of your conversion funnel.
Yeah, the literal last step.
Right. And we are pulling this intelligence from a 2026 conversion audit article. It's titled, "Why Your Contact Us Page is Killing More Leads Than Anything Else on Your Site," written by Paris Jane from Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yeah. And to really understand the sheer scale of the revenue being lost at this final hurdle, we have to look at the fundamental shift in buyer behavior that's happened by 2026.
Yeah. The landscape has completely changed.
It has. The source material anchors everything on this concept they call the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Right. Because over the last few years, buyers have just been completely inundated with synthetic text. Automated bots, machine-generated fluff. It's at every single stage of their research.
It's everywhere. You can't escape it.
Exactly. So by the time a prospect actually clicks on a Contact Us button or, you know, a book a consultation link, they are just exhausted by the digital noise.
They're fatigued.
Highly fatigued.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they also have high intent. Like, they have made a conscious, research decision that they want to speak with a human being at your specific company.
Okay, let's unpack this, because that distinction is really crucial. This isn't just top-of-funnel traffic, casually browsing a blog post.
No, not at all.
These are people who have survived the entire gauntlet of your marketing funnel. I mean, they are ready to buy.
They have your wallets out, essentially.
Right. But instead of treating that moment with the reverence it deserves, businesses are basically abandoning the prospect at the finish line.
They really are.
And the source material points out this massive conceptual failure, right? Where most companies just treat their contact page as a digital filing cabinet?
Yeah, the digital filing cabinet. It is the perfect description of the default corporate mindset today.
How so?
Well, you know, companies will obsess over their homepage UX. They'll spend tens of thousands of dollars on these dynamic, beautiful product pages.
Oh, yeah, all the bells and whistles.
Right. But the contact page, it's treated as an administrative storage closet.
Yeah.
It's just this static, forgotten destination.
Sort of an afterthought.
Exactly. It usually features a broken layout from like three website iterations ago. It has vague instructions and this completely sterile submission form.
Which is just wild when you think about it.
It is. And the 2026 paradigm shift detailed in this audit argues that this space must transform. It has to go from a passive filing cabinet into an active trust engine.
A trust engine. I like that phrasing.
Because high-value prospects are paralyzed by the fear of what they call the black hole form.
Oh, the black hole. We all know that feeling.
Right. You type everything in, and you know from brutal experience that submitting your sensitive project details or your budget into a generic form often results in just absolute silence.
Yeah, your data goes in and nothing ever comes out.
Exactly.
Here's where it's really interesting, though, because I struggle with this premise just a little bit.
Oh, how so?
Well, if a buyer has survived the AI slump, right? If they have read all your white papers, researched your competitors, and definitively decided your firm is the preferred answer, why would an ugly web form stop them?
It seems counterintuitive.
Right. High intent should theoretically override bad design, shouldn't it? Like, if I have a bleeding mech, I really don't care if the emergency room lobby has ugly wallpaper. I'm going in.
That's a great analogy. Okay. And it does seem logical that a highly motivated buyer would just, you know, push through the friction.
Yeah.
But the text provides a psychological mechanism that explains why they actually don't.
Yeah.
And it comes down to cognitive dissonance.
Cognitive dissonance. Okay, break that down for me.
So in 2026, a neglected contact page implies a neglected relationship.
Oh, okay.
Think about it. When a prospect spends weeks consuming your highly polished premium marketing materials, they build an expectation of a premium service experience.
They think you're top tier.
Right. But when they finally go to initiate contact and they're met with this broken, outdated, or even hostile digital front desk, it shatters that illusion completely.
It breaks the spell.
Exactly. It signals to the buyer that you don't actually value their time or their inquiry. The audit strategy emphasizes that a bad contact page actively dares the lead to leave. Yeah, mainly by creating doubt about your operational competence.
Because if you can't manage your own front door, how can they trust you to manage their $250,000 project?
Exactly. That's the exact subconscious leap the buyer makes.
That makes a ton of sense. It isn't just about aesthetics then, it's about the psychological signal of competence.
Spot on.
So to fix this, we really have to address the mechanics of user exhaustion. And the text outlines these four specific traps.
Yes, the four lead killers.
Right. And the most glaring one revolves around cognitive load. They call it the interrogation form.
The interrogation form is brutal.
It really is. This is when a company asks a prospect for their phone number, their company size, their annual budget, their job title, and like a 500-word description of their problem before a human being has even said hello.
Which is entirely disproportionate to the level of trust that's actually been established at that point.
It's like asking for a marriage proposal on a first date.
Exactly. And we can look at the underlying mechanism of why this kills conversion.
Yeah.
Every single additional data field requires cognitive effort.
And physical action.
Yes, both physical and mental.
Yeah.
For a busy executive, having to context switch to figure out which budget tier they fall into.
Or typing out a complex project scope on a whim.
Right. It just requires way too much mental energy for a preliminary interaction.
Right.
So what do? They just close the tab.
They bounce.
But the technical fix for this is a mechanism called progressive profiling.
Oh, let's dive into how progressive profiling actually works, because it's such a brilliant alternative.
It really is.
Think of your contact form like a triage desk at an emergency room.
Okay.
You don't ask a bleeding patient for their entire 5-year medical history before handing them a bandage, right?
Obviously not.
You ask what hurts right now, you stabilize them, and you gather the comprehensive details later once they are comfortably in a room.
That's a perfect way to look at it.
And progressive profiling does this digitally. Instead of front-loading a massive interrogation, your software just remembers the user.
Right, it tracks their journey.
So on their first interaction, you might just ask for an email and a first name, just to lower that barrier to entry.
Keep it super simple.
Exactly. Then, if they return to your site 2 weeks later to download a specific white paper, the system dynamically recognizes them and maybe asks for their company size instead.
So you build a robust data profile over a 3-month buyer journey.
Yes. Without ever causing a sudden spike in friction.
And the operational impact of reducing that initial friction is just staggering. The audit actually treats this as a known non-negotiable benchmark.
That's the number.
Reducing form fields from 6 down to 3 can boost conversions by up to 66%.
66%? That is massive!
It is. That's a massive volume of previously abandoned leads suddenly entering your pipeline, simply because you lowered the cognitive barrier. But cognitive load isn't just mental, you know, it is also profoundly physical, which brings us to the biomechanics of mobile friction.
This is a huge piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
Because the source notes that 65% of high intent traffic is viewing your site on a mobile device.
More than half.
Yeah. And we often think of mobile optimization just in terms of like making sure the text isn't too small, but it's really about the physical interface.
Exactly. We have to look at thumb reach mechanics.
Thumb reach mechanics.
Right. When a user is holding a smartphone with one hand, there is a very specific natural sweeping zone for their thumb at the bottom half of the screen.
Okay. The natural arc of the thumb.
Exactly. And if your contact form requires them to break that natural grip, say, if they have to stretch their thumb to the very top of the screen to tap a tiny unoptimized text box.
Or if they have to constantly scroll up and down just to see the labels for the fields.
Yes, it causes biomechanical friction. These are micro frustrations.
Right.
And over 3 or 4 poorly placed fields, that physical annoyance translates directly into psychological abandonment.
They just get annoyed and leave.
Exactly. So ensuring a thumb-friendly design and placing prominent one-tap click-to-call options right in that natural thumb zone is absolutely critical for capturing that 65% of mobile traffic.
Okay, so we streamline the physical and mental effort. We use progressive profiling to cut the fields down to 3, and we design it perfectly for a mobile screen.
Sounds perfect so far.
The user breezes through the form, they tap the submit button, and then they hit a psychological brick wall.
Yes. The uncertainty gap.
Right. The text identifies this as the uncertainty gap. This is the anxiety that sets in the millisecond after the data leaves their device.
The uncertainty gap is deeply tied to that black hole fear we discussed earlier.
The fear of silence.
Exactly. If your page relies on that classic default confirmation message, you know, thanks, we'll get back to you soon.
Yeah.
You are actively generating anxiety.
Because soon is so vague.
In a high-speed business environment, the word soon is completely meaningless.
It really is.
Does soon mean an automated email in 2 minutes? Does it mean a sales rep will call during dinner tonight? Or does it mean an administrative assistant will check a shared inbox in 2 weeks?
You have no idea. And high-value leads demand certainty.
They do.
If they are bringing a massive project to your firm, they are essentially handing you a problem they need solved. Responding with ambiguity just exacerbates their stress.
It makes them regret reaching out.
Right. So the fix outlined in the audit is implementing a specific service level agreement, or SLA, directly on the contact page.
And what's fascinating here is the psychological power of the SLA.
How so?
Well, the 2026 standard isn't merely promising a reply. It is making a contractual style commitment before the form is even submitted.
Oh, that's bold.
It is. The text suggests placing a highly visible statement near the submit button, something like, expect a response from a senior strategist within 4 business hours.
4 business hours. Wow, that completely alters the dynamic of the interaction, doesn't it?
Complete.
You are no longer tossing a coin into a wishing well and hoping a marketer finds it. You are booking an appointment.
Yes.
You know exactly the timeline, and you know the seniority level of the person who will be reaching out. It lowers the user's cortisol levels and establishes you as a highly disciplined operational machine before the first meeting even happens.
It's pure operational discipline.
Mm-hmm.
But that discipline has to be paired with visual trust signals.
Trust signals. Let's talk about that.
The text highlights a major vulnerability in modern web design. Generic, sterile templates trigger subconscious bot warnings in a buyer's amygdala.
Oh, because they've been burned by the AI slump.
Exactly.
Right.
If your contact page is just a white background with a floating minimalist form, the user's brain categorizes your site as potentially synthetic or untrustworthy.
They need to know you're real.
They need proof of humanity.
And the audit offers a fantastic mechanism to provide that proof. They call it the 180-degree shift.
I love this concept.
Right. The solution isn't adding more graphics or, like, clever copy. It's radical transparency. You place a high-quality photograph of the actual human being who will be receiving that specific email right next to the form.
Which is so rare to see.
It is.
Yeah.
So if Jane Doe is the senior strategist assigned to that 4-hour SLA, Jane Doe's face needs to be looking at the user as they type.
It changes everything.
And you pair that human face with recognized client logos or a highly specific verifiable testimonial.
What you are doing there is building a parasocial bridge.
A parasocial bridge.
Right. By showing the face of the responder, you are proving that there is a living, breathing expert on the other side of the glass.
Yeah.
It neutralizes the fear of the black hole form because the user feels like they are handing their information directly to Jane rather than dropping it into an anonymous corporate server.
It humanizes the transaction.
It really does.
Now, we've talked extensively about fixing the form itself, but there is this massive trend of companies trying to bypass the friction of forms entirely by installing shiny new tools, specifically live chat widgets.
Oh, the live chat.
Right. It seems like the ultimate trust engine instant connection, zero forms. But the source material addresses this in its FAQ section, exposing what we can call the live chat trap.
The live chat trap is so common because, in theory, live chat is the perfect antidote to the AI slump.
You'd think so.
But in practice, it often becomes a massive liability.
But why is that?
The text points out that in 2026, a live chat widget only works if it is genuinely instantly responsive. The trap occurs when companies install the widget but don't staff it properly.
Right. The user sees the little bubble pop up. They think they are getting a frictionless real-time conversation. They type out their complex question.
And the widget responds with, "Our team is currently away. Please leave your email and we'll get back to you."
It's the worst.
It is an operational bait and switch. You promise them the immediacy of a synchronous conversation, and at the last second, you downgraded them to an asynchronous delayed email form.
It's so frustrating.
It takes the frustration of a standard contact page and amplifies it with the sting of a broken promise. Yeah. If you cannot guarantee an immediate human response, the audit strongly advises removing the chat widget entirely.
Just get rid of it.
Exactly. It is far better to have a highly optimized, low-friction form with a clear SLA than a chat box that basically lies to your prospects.
This actually brings us to a really compelling realization about operational strategy, because while reviewing the source material, I noticed a massive, undeniable irony hiding in plain sight at the very bottom of the article.
Oh. What did you find?
Okay, so the entire premise of Paris Jane's 2026 conversion audit is about ruthlessly eliminating friction.
Right? That's the core thesis.
The text explicitly states that cutting form fields from 6 to 3 increases conversions by 66%. It warns against the cognitive load of the interrogation form. It demands a frictionless experience.
Absolutely.
Yet, and this is the crazy part, if you scroll to the very bottom of this exact article on the Double Dome website, you will find their own Let's Talk form. I counted the fields. They ask for first name, last name, phone, email, company name, a custom paragraph box for what can we help you with, and a CAPTCHA verification.
Oh, wow.
Right. That is 7 distinct elements of friction on an article mathematically proving you shouldn't use more than 3.
This raises an important question about the reality of running a business versus the theory of conversion optimization.
It seems so hypocritical.
It does. It is very easy to view that 7-element form as hypocritical or just assume the agency simply forgot to audit their own page.
Right.
But if we connect this to the bigger picture of operational economics, it reveals the inherent tension between lead volume and lead quality.
They know the 66% rule is true. They are choosing to ignore it on purpose.
Precisely. If Double Dome reduced their form to just an email address, they would undoubtedly receive 66% more inquiries.
Sure.
But because they offer highly specialized, complex digital marketing services, a massive influx of low-information leads actually creates an operational nightmare.
Too much noise.
Exactly. Their senior strategists would spend all day sorting through unqualified inquiries, spam, and businesses that just don't fit their ideal client profile.
So they are using friction as a deliberate filtering mechanism.
Yes. If a prospect is willing to endure the cognitive load of filling out 7 detailed fields, it proves they have extremely high intent.
They really want to talk to Double Dome.
Exactly. They are highly motivated and likely highly qualified. It demonstrates that while marketing theory tells you to capture every possible lead, business reality requires you to balance the quantity of leads with the internal operational cost of processing them.
That makes a lot of sense.
You have to design the friction to match your specific business model.
It is a brilliant real-world application of the concepts, even if it looks like a contradiction at first glance.
It really is.
And to be fair to the author, Paris Jane, he absolutely nails the execution of the trust signal mechanism we discussed earlier.
Oh, his author biography is a masterclass in building a parasocial bridge.
Exactly. The bio at the end of the article doesn't just list sterile corporate credentials. It certainly establishes his authority, you know, mentioning his 17 years at Double Dome and his deep technical expertise in PHP and WordPress.
Right, the hard skills.
But then it pivots to these highly specific, humanizing details. It explicitly mentions his love for visiting historical temples, his preference for spending quiet time with his family in the countryside, and his passion for the sport of cricket.
That is the 180-degree shift executed perfectly.
It is.
By injecting his love for cricket and the countryside into a highly technical conversion audit, he shatters the illusion of the digital filing cabinet.
He's a real person.
Exactly. He steps out of the AI slump and presents himself as a multidimensional human being.
Yeah.
It proves the overarching thesis of the text. In an era defined by automated synthetic interactions, the most powerful conversion tool you have is demonstrating genuine humanity at the exact moment the prospect is deciding whether to trust you.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, as you look at your own digital infrastructure? It means you have to fundamentally change your relationship with your contact page.
Absolutely.
You can no longer treat it as an administrative afterthought or a digital dusty corner. You must transition it from a neglected legacy page into a finely tuned 2026 lead closer.
It's an active tool.
Right. Audit your cognitive load. If you don't have the operational need to filter out hundreds of leads, deploy progressive profiling and ruthlessly cut your initial form fields down to 3.
Cut the friction.
Yes. Respect the biomechanics of your mobile users by keeping everything within a natural thumb reach. Destroy the uncertainty gap by implementing a rigid 4-hour response SLA so your prospects can lower their defenses.
Give them that certainty.
And finally, prove your humanity. Put the actual faces of your team right next to the submit button, accompanied by verifiable proof that you deliver on your promises.
And remember to tie every single one of these technical tweaks directly to your bottom line.
The financial.
Yes. As the audit makes clear, true ownership of your marketing funnel means having absolute clarity on the final mile.
Right.
You need to be able to look in your ledger and definitively state, I spent X amount of capital to generate this traffic, and I secure Y amount of revenue. Without the agonizing variable of losing your highest intent leads to a hostile, broken finish line.
You really have to fix the front door of the restaurant before you pay for the billboard.
Exactly.
Well, before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to explore on your own. We've spent this entire deep dive analyzing the mechanics of friction, how removing form fields increases conversion, and how adding them filters for quality.
Right.
But if we extrapolate the trajectory of technology in 2026, what happens when we reach the logical extreme?
What do you mean?
Well, in a near future where consumers are completely paralyzed by digital fatigue, is there a mathematical tipping point where asking for absolutely nothing upfront creates the ultimate conversion event?
That's an interesting thought.
Imagine a scenario where the contact form is entirely eradicated, replaced by a frictionless, direct biometric connection, like a single glance or fingerprint that instantly transmits a verified prospect profile to your CRM with a 100% conversion rate.
Wow. Zero friction.
Zero friction. If that technology existed tomorrow, would it revolutionize your sales pipeline? Or would the utter lack of friction completely break your business by flooding your system with noise you can't possibly process?
The ultimate quality versus quantity dilemma.
Exactly. Where exactly is the perfect line for your business between welcoming a prospect with open arms and building a wall to keep the wrong ones out? I encourage you to go audit your own Contact Us page today. Look at it through the eyes of an exhausted, high-intent executive and decide what kind of relationship you are actually inviting them into. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.